Yeah, tough encounter, wasn't it? Thought we were scrappy, but like a few of the boys have said, it's a good PNG side, and we've racked up a lot of points. Yeah, it was pretty tough game, to be honest. They run hard and they're very spirited. So, the main thing is we're in a semi-final of the World Cup, so that's a massive positive, and we're in the app.
How's the shoulder? You knocked David Mead out.
What's that, sorry?
How's your shoulder? You knocked David Mead out. Their best player in the second minute.
I didn't know much about it, to be honest. I just looked for the pass, and the pass went on, and there were a lot of tough contacts in that game.
Gary Lowe got you as well.
Yeah, he picked me out, and I know he's going to be my teammate next year, so I had to throw all 86 kilo at him. So, they're a tough side, and they're running hard, and we knew that's what we were going to get.
Kevin Brown got a couple of really bad goals, didn't he? He surprised he stayed on.
Obviously, the doc pulled him off at half-time. He copped a bad one, but he said he was all right, which all of the players say they're all right, don't they? But he just walked out there fine, so it kind of disrupted the team a bit when you lose an half. Obviously, we had to... We moved dodgy there, and it kind of pulls you out, I think, a bit. But look, it wasn't a great performance by any stretch. But like I say, we're in the app for next week, and I probably expect the same again next week. A tough side with a lot of quality, and it'll be another tough encounter.
Wayne just told us that one of the players showed a tweet, and that's why he got pulled off. Were you aware of that? There was no replay. Wayne just sent the press conference to show the doc a tweet of the collision with Kevin Brown, and based on the replay, that's why he got pulled off.
What, is Wayne Bennett on Twitter?
One
of his people showed him, I think.
Oh, really? I don't know that. I'll have to give him a follow tonight.
With Kevin Jarno, it's going to be a bit of a blow, because you and him seem to have a really good
partnership. Yeah, we do, mate, yeah. And I don't know, he just walked out there saying he's fine. So, look, I'm sure he'll try and throw his hat in the ring for next week. But, look, we'll have to adapt if that's the case. I'm not sure. We'll probably wait on the concussion test.
Because he's had a lot of concussions in his career. I think he's had, like, 8 or 10.
Yeah, he seems to.
He's been playing for 50 years.
It's that long neck he's got. He gets a lot of stick for that long neck. He gets his head in the wrong place. So, look, he's a tough player. He's a tough standoff, and I'm sure he'll be putting his hand up for next week.
Tonga, they're going to be probably even more physical than PG and on a bit of a roll.
Yeah, they are, mate. Yeah. We watched the game the other night. They want to play the best of the night. Probably a bit like ourselves today, but look, we know it's going to be, it's a semi-final of a World Cup. They'll come out roaring, and it'll be a tough game, and like you say, probably another step up from this, so we'll have to be a bit better.
Is this why you play to play in a semi-final World Cup? Like, it must be one of the, is it a highlight?
Yeah, it's we're 18 minutes away from a World Cup final, aren't we? So it's regardless of the performance, we're on the plane to Auckland, so look, it's a massive achievement, and it's one we're all looking forward to.
And when you were on building sites and that sort of thing, could you think of that? Another win away from a World Cup final.
I suppose I did 6 weeks with my dad, and we're a long way away from this. But yeah, look, like I say, we'll keep our feet firmly on the ground, and we'll work hard next week in Auckland, and we'll go again.
Thanks, Luke.
Thank you. Cheers.